Gen Con 2020 is online this year, like most sci-fi conventions, gaming conventions, and even Celtic festivals. I have 5 shows scheduled for Gen Con 2020. I'll sing songs from those shows and tell you more about them on the Pub Songs Podcast. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast, Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Sláinte!
I thought I heard Jane Cobb say, Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we've gotta get going for they come our way, and we're running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Lead us, Malcolm, lead us with that grin. Reavers, Malcolm, Reavers, there's many a worse spot that we've been in, except while running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm, Reavers, oh, Reavers, Malcolm, Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. River knocked out Jane, that'll never get old. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, she's like a weapon that is out of control for Miranda and the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Are you sure you want to go near Reaver space? Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, where does it get fun to cut up your face? Now we're running from the Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. They all laid down and fell dead asleep. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, I wonder if they dream of homicidal sheep, for the rest turned into Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers. Wash is an ace, he's a leaf on the wind. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, although he was great, we didn't did him in, while we all ran away from Reavers. Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, oh Reavers, Malcolm Reavers, we're sailing fast with the firefly aglow, and we're running from the Reavers.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. You can subscribe to the podcast and download 21 songs for free when you sign up at pubsong.net. That was, of course, Reavers, Malcolm Reavers. It's from my CD, Sci-Fi Drinking Songs, and that's very appropriate because Gen Con is coming up this next weekend, I guess it is. And Gen Con will, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's going to be online. But what's different about this online convention is it's done the same way as the regular convention. So when I do shows there, I charge tickets and people can pay to watch some of my shows during the event. And then, of course, I make a little bit of money. The convention makes a little bit of money. It's done this exact same way, but it's all online. I manage all the, you know, where it's going to be broadcast. It'll be over on YouTube. And it's going to be specifically for these awesome people. So for each of these shows. So I'm really excited about putting this show together. And so, yeah, that's the plan. And I have 5 shows currently scheduled. One of them is I have a sci-fi comedy cabaret, which is on Thursday. What day of the week is that? That is Thursday, August 30th, I think it is. July 30th at 6 p.m. At 8 p.m., I have my Sci-Fi-rish drinking songs that I will be doing. Sci-Fi-rish, my new catchphrase, Sci-Fi-rish music. And then on Friday the 31st is my Firefly drinking songs show. And then Saturday, August 1st, is I Was Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. And 8 p.m. is, that's at 6 p.m. And 8 p.m. is the Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. Now, this show, what I'm doing today, is playing a little bit of snippets of songs that might end up or could end up in this show, the shows that will be coming out for Gen Con. And like this one, I think I have it. I might have it scheduled for a couple shows, but I'm pretty sure I have it at least in the Firefly Drinking Songs show, maybe also in the Sci-Fi Irish Drinking Songs show. Who knows? It doesn't really matter ultimately. My goal is just to share some of the music that I do. And of course, that's been one of my more popular songs. I think it's been one of my top most played songs over on Spotify. If you're not following me on Spotify, then you're missing out because I have all my music is available on there. It's also on Apple Music, Amazon Music, probably on Pandora, but that's not my cup of tea. I'm not a fan of Pandora. Mostly because early on, they had this algorithm, and basically my music just didn't fit their algorithm. I think that's changed, but I'm not entirely sure. I'm not sure if you can listen to my music now on there or not. I'll be honest. You tell me. if you can hear my music over on Pandora, let me know. And that'd be like the complete list. I know there are some songs like the song I'm going to be doing in a moment, which is The Widow and the Devil. That's going to be that is a song that I have performed many times, and it's been one of the more popular streams or songs that I've have on my streaming services, whatever they may be, everything from Spotify, Amazon Music, YouTube, whatever. So, and speaking of The Widow and the Devil, let's sing it. High atop a lonely moor, widow lived alone, an inn she kept, and as she slept, her pillow heard her moan. Oh, many's the lonely traveler who spent the night with me, but there's no a man in all creation who gives content to me. Well, some can manage once or twice, and some make three or four, but seems to me a rarity is the man who can do more. I'd do anything to find him in heaven or in hell. And as she spoke these words, sure she heard her front door bell. And the wind blew cold and lonely across the widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. So boldly ran the widow, and the door she opened wide. And as she did, a tall and handsome stranger stepped inside. Well, she gave him bread and brandy, and when that he was fed, he said, "Now, dear, now have no fear, it's time to come to bed. For I heard your plea right down below, and I've come to see things right. But you must come to hell with me if I can last the night." She said, "You're brandy devil to this bargain, I'll agree, for hell on earth or hell in hell, it's all the same to me." And the wind blew cold and lonely across the widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. So as they fumbled in the bed, the devil he proved well, and he thought before the night was through that she'd be in his hell. But when they came to number 9, the widow cried out, "More!" And when the 12th time came around, the widow cried, "Encore!" At 25, the devil felt compelled to take a rest. But the widow cried, "Come raise me head and put me to the test." At 69, the widow laughed. Again she cried. And the devil said, "Well, I can see just how your husband died." And the wind blew cold and lonely across the widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. At 99, the devil, he began to wail and weep. He said, "I'll give you anything if you'll let me go to sleep." But before the morning light was up, the devil hobbled home, and the widow, still not satisfied, once more was left alone. She lay there on her pillow, and she thought on 99. It's a pity that poor devil couldn't manage one more time. "I'll call him up again tonight to see what can be done. With a little more application, we can make it to the ton." And the wind blew cold and lonely across the widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. But when she called to him that night, no devil did appear. For the first time in eternity, the devil he shook with fear. He said, "Of all the torments I witness here in hell, I never knew what pain was till I rang your front door bell." And the wind blew cold and lonely across that widow's moor. She never ever turned away a traveler from the door. And the wind blew cold and lonely across the widow's moor. She never, ever turned away a traveler from the door. Yep. All right, The Widow and the Devil. It's from Kilted for Her Pleasure. That's a wonderful CD. So if you didn't know, and you haven't learned this, you know, if you're just listening through podcasts, you might not have seen this show. And my shows, when I say I have CDs, you say, you have CDs? A little hop at the end really kind of makes it. So if you want to do that anytime, you can do it during the podcast or, you know, not. All right. Well, so Gen Con, I've been performing there since, what, I think 2007. I don't entirely remember, honestly. I know I have a record of it, but I didn't. It was a long time ago. Originally, I was with the Brobdingnagy and Bards. When we split up, I started doing it solo, and I've been building up some incredible shows. The Firefly Drinking Song show has been one of my top-rated shows. And then I've also had the Sci-Fi Drinking Song, a whole bunch of different themes over the years, and I keep swapping around, trying different things. Like the Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers show did not happen last year, but it will happen this year. The Scottish Songs of Drinking Rebellion is a new show that I'm putting together for this. And that's the other thing, is I'm also trying to record practice, you know, putting together some shows. And it all started with Firefly Drinking Songs, because what happened was I've decided that I wanted to do an extra special Firefly Drinking Songs show this year. And so what I have done is I have pre-recorded that show. So I will be on in the chat during the live streaming of the show. And it's all going to be behind closed doors. So if you want to get tickets, again, head on over to Gen Con. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But it was really cool because I recorded it in parts. I have a storyline, and it's a... it's a neat one. It's a fun little story about basically, it's a sort of, I like to think of it as, who is it? Bob Hope type broadcast for the independent troops, Browncoats, during the unification war on Firefly. So it was really fun to put together this very special story in the process. I'm really excited. And then, of course, Mikey Mason shows up in it. Andrew McKee has a brief little part. He is sort of the Mr. Universe of the show, though, as Mikey says, I am not buying him a love bot. That's all I'm saying there. But it was really fun to put together. And so you'll be able to see all of that over... if you sign up at Gen Con. Now, to sign up to Gen Con, first you need a membership, and the membership is free this year. So you can just actually go to their website, sign up, and then you can buy tickets for the shows. And they will all be happening those nights. The tickets are $6 for each of the shows. I keep four of that. So, you know, your support means a whole lot to me. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun show. It's been interesting, though, as I've been thinking about this. I've been trying to work out how to do shows. This whole COVID thing is, and the live streaming, you know, if you look everywhere, live streaming has exploded. And I've seen it in my own shows, you know, my attendance for each of my Kilt Father live shows has been much better. I think one show I hit like 60 some odd people, which was, you know, a record for me. Typically, you know, I'm at 20 to 30 people. Whereas, and then my Coffee with the Kilt Father shows, again, same thing, about 20 people, might 10 to 20 people will show up for those. So it's not these like huge numbers, but again, it supports the music. It supports the art. So I've been debating, and maybe you can provide some feedback here. I am debating the idea of doing turning my Kilt Father Live evening shows into paid performances. Now I have done some evening shows that were just for Gunrunners, and that would probably still might still be the case, but I am debating that as well. But I'm trying to figure out, you know, because doing shows, period, you know, it takes time. And of course, you know, there is a sustainability issue that ultimately comes around. You know, when everyone is doing live streaming shows, you know, you got to pretty much pick what you want to watch. And there's plenty of options, but these musicians, you know, in order to make a living, you know, eventually many of these live streaming shows are going to have to have a fee to watch them, because it's, you know, we got to make a living too, you know. All of my shows for the year are canceled. This weekend, actually, I was supposed to be at Interstellar Ginger Beer and Exploration Company, and then at over at Pepper Place Farmers Market, and got a call from Interstellar, and they said, I'm not sure this is the best time, maybe we should reconsider. And I said, I totally understand that. I texted or emailed Pepper Place, and it was the same thing. They said, I guess you didn't get the email, but we have decided to cancel all music. It's just farmer shopping. We're trying to, you know, limit exposure, which, you know, again, it's smart. It is smart and necessary. But, you know, as a musician, how do you make a living? You know, Patreon is my number one way of pulling in some income. That's the way I make most of my money, because CD sales, that's the other thing I haven't figured out is how to do CD sales. You know, I worked a technique that I need to practice, for live shows and selling CDs, which is a completely different issue. But then there's the other issue, which is how do you sell online? I'll be honest, you know, CD sales online have been minuscule. People just are not buying CDs like, you know, every musician hopes, or anything. You know, I'm doing mediocre at best. So, you know, you have to figure out ways to make a living, you know, and surviving on tips alone does not cut it. I'll be honest, like my Coffee with the Kelt Father shows, I've come to the realization that while sometimes I'm going to get tips, mostly, and I don't want to beg for tips every time, I should say. And I do a little bit, but I try to keep it very passive, keep it minuscule this day, the actual asking. But most people, they want that free, that entertainment, but, you know, they're not going to be giving tips every time. And I understand that. If I was in their shoes, if you're in your shoes, I'd be doing the exact same thing. So we have to figure out a balance, right? And I don't entirely know what that is. My thought is, you know, for me, like Kelt Father Live, that's like an hour long show. It's a premium concert. You know, I do a lot of song requests, and that seems like it'd be the best thing for fans. It's another one that I don't really bring in new people. I don't think. It's kind of hard to tell. But it's something I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about maybe I should start charging tickets for that. And it will definitely limit the number of people who are watching my shows. But, you know, again, if I can pull in 20 people in one of those shows, you know, and I'm charging 8 to 10 bucks a head, you know, that's some money for an evening, you know. So, and it's not like Gen Con where, you know, how much I'm getting out of it is a lot less. So, I don't know. Just some thoughts that I'm throwing out there. I would love your feedback. So drop me an email, mark@markgun.com. So I mentioned the Firefly Drinking Song show, and I'm really proud of how this came out, and I hope I hope everyone enjoys it as much as I enjoyed doing it. I spent way too much time recording the show too. I sat down, or not sat down. I was standing for it. I put I scripted stuff, and then I shot it out there. Recorded the video for it, and then I re-recorded the video, and then I re-recorded the video till I got it right. It was definitely a movie production type thing, a TV production type thing, because it was not all done in one take, that's for sure. So that, and trying to remember a script is tough for me. I have never learned how to apply that, to learn all that stuff. It's repetition, that's how it is. All right. This is a song, a brand new song that I wrote for the In the Verse podcast. It is a song that was inspired by the episode Out of Gas. And I decided to take it into a deep, more universal meaning. It's all about, you know, when life is throwing you struggles and challenges and curveballs, and you have to figure out a way to adapt and adjust. And it all starts with breathing. You want to keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out, gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. It all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Begin looking past what was to what our life could be. That's where I found so much freedom and a little serenity. An explosion knocked us to the ground, but we got back on our feet. Turn back the clock to remember why and what our life could be. You want to keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out, gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. But all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Some face life's challenges with a little bit of prayer. Others turn, they sit head on, that's how they take in air. Sometimes it's sad to face what's true and try a different tack. Gotta keep on breathing, there ain't no turning back. You wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out, gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. But all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Better believe that I fight on through space, though I might fail. I boost the signal through the night, even if I'm feeling frail. When at last you answer my call, we'll fix our damaged hearts. We gotta keep on breathing, together we'll never stop. You wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out, gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. It all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. All right. That song will be on my next CD. The album is called Selkuth. It comes out next year. So my patron, people who helped kickstart it, hopefully we'll get it this fall. I made some progress in the recording process, but not nearly enough. So we'll see. Every month, it's like some months I'm like, "Whoa, yes, I made a whole bunch of progress." And then the next month, I'm like, I did do some last week. We had a family vacation, and the second half of that family vacation did not include me. I came home and tried to catch up with some work. I caught up with the Celtic podcast. This one was not caught up on, among other things. But yeah, so I did do some recording. Nevertheless, after my Firefly Drinking Songs show, I sat down and recorded a couple other songs. So we'll see. I'm slowly but surely putting some stuff together. I'm also working on a new project. Ooh, dun, dun, dun. I feel, should I tell you here? Yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you here. And that is, I'm Sam Gilogli, who has recorded on a number of my albums. Sam plays the fiddle, played on Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits and lots of other stuff. Well, we are doing an album together, which is going to be called Dancing with Hobbits. I don't have much details. We're going to start off by releasing singles, and I'm hoping that I'll have the first single ready by August. So stay tuned for that. I don't know when in August, but there'll be the first single, which is a fun dance tune that we wrote together a while back. So it's been probably 5 years. I recorded this and sent it to Sam, and now it's coming together. So, Pub Chat, what are you doing today? While listening to the Pub Songs podcast, you can send a written comment along with a picture of what you are doing while listening to Mark at markgun.com. And you can also chat in the Celtic Geeks group over on Facebook. Ken Catton, hopefully I pronounced that right, emailed on Patreon. Good afternoon, Mark. I've just upped my Patreon support of your Irish and Celtic music podcast to $10 per month. I remember bombing around the back roads of Joshua Tree listening to your podcast, to your pain. I'm not sure exactly what that word is. P-A-E-N. I think it might have been misspelling. But you're something to Joss Whedon. It got me to give Firefly another chance. Thank you. Now I'm belatedly listening to your Pride Month episode, and I'm once again impressed by your fearlessness to wade into an area that you feel is important enough to deserve your attention and representation while remaining unafraid to admit your ignorance, which, as Mark Twain observed, can be fixed, unlike stupidity, which is permanent. By selecting a great co-host, both musically and subculturally, I wish I could do more, but I'm supporting a raft of podcasts and some folks in my real-life neighborhood businesses who are also struggling right now. I can't fly anymore, thanks to radiation treatment a few years back, but your Celtic Invasion vacation sounds wonderful. Perhaps one day I can figure out how to travel across the pond and enjoy and join you to enjoy the touring. I decided to post that Ken is also a supporter of my music over on Patreon, not just the, and he sent it through my fan page as opposed to the Celtic podcast. So he's a double time supporter, and I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ken. And you are super welcome. I'm glad that you've been able to, number one, get into Firefly. I'm glad you enjoyed my Pride Month episode. I feel like it was a really good show. If you didn't get to hear it, it's on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. It is show number 463, and I had Chris Clemens of Occam's Razor co-host with me, and he had emailed me, told me that he was gay. Lead singer of the band Occam's Razor, and I absolutely love them, the band. So I was like, "Hey, that sounds worth, you know, talking to you directly and making something happen." So I was like, "That was just brilliant." So I was very proud of that, and that I could make that small contribution to the community. There's so many people who are so overjoyed that there was an episode dedicated to LGBTQ artists playing Celtic music. And so I'm very proud that I was able to do that. I keep not doing my Celt Father CD photo series, but I'd love your help. Take a picture with one of your CDs in a fun and interesting or creative way and email me the photo. This is a great way to, you know, promote the music. which visually, and I've always feel like I am deficient when it comes to the visual stuff. Not my strong suit, but you can help fix that by taking a picture and emailing mark@markgun.com, or just tell me what you're doing while listening to the Pup Songs podcast. I'd love to see that as well. All right. It is time for a song that was one of my first Irish drinking songs for cat lovers, since I have a show on Saturday night at 6 p.m. That's going to be Saturday, August 1st. Yes, August 1st, 6 p.m. One of the songs that was like set up as the ultimate Irish drinking song for cat lover was a parody of The Moonshiner, about that's also in response to The Cat Came Back. The Cat Came Back, I did not like that song. It's mildly amusing, but it's all about someone trying to kill a cat, and I always thought that was a horrific thing. So I decided I wanted to write a response to it, and I did. But when I was setting this up, this is amusing to me now, at least, is that part of Irish drinking songs is the call and response. You do something, and then the audience will respond. In term, and one of my favorites is Seven Drunken Nights, and I don't know the full thing, but one of the lines is, "Hey wife," it's not a part of the song, it was added by some fan and caught on and got really popular, so it's just kind of awesome. And then of course there's a whole bunch of things you can say for each verse, and which is again just brilliant. So I wanted to do something similar, and I did it with Irish drinking songs for cat lovers. The problem was, is that unless people are in the know, you have to teach them. And that's where the challenge came back. So this is where I'm going to teach you how to do this. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 parts for you. And they are in succession: kaboom, gurgle, kersplat, crunch, and purr. Now, I will try to remind you as we get to each part, and then hopefully you can sing along with me or gurgle along with me during at the appropriate time. All right, let's try this out. All right, ready? I was a crazy cat for many as the year. My years are advancing, I sleep in my chair. But old Mr. Johnson still wants me to play. If I don't get active, he'll send me away. I'm the old tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. All right, here we go. The first part is kaboom. His neighbor ambushed me with shotgun and dynamite. My cat senses wore me, so I put up a fight. I clawed at his cigarette, it fell to the floor. It lit the dynamite as I ran out the door. Kaboom! I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. The next one is a gurgle, as you'll figure out. He gave me to a boy with a dollar and a note to drown me in the river when we were afloat. I saw that rope come towards me and let out a yowl. The boat tipped on over, the poor boy was drowned. Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. All right. Kersplat is up next. He gave me to a man going up in a balloon. I clung to his head. I am no buffoon. The man tried to free me, but then lost control. I stole his parachute as he crashed against the knoll. Kersplat. I'm your tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. All right, we're about to go to the mill, and the next one is crunch. All right, you ready? He took me to the mill where the meat was ground. He left off the light so I wouldn't look around. I saw that food processor come closer to me. I jumped to the floor. He tripped bloodily. Crunch. I'm yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll sleep when I'm tired.
And if you try to wait, you'll wish you had died. Mr. Johnson, Mr. Johnson, I know you hate me, but I have 9 lives, you haven't even 3. Blessed are the cat lovers, blessed are all kitties. So love me or leave me alone for to sleep. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died. I'm a yellow tabby, kind of flabby, and I'm coming home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll sleep when I'm tired. And if you try to wake me, you'll wish you had died.
Wouldn't you know that Emmy came in? And she's sitting on my desk as I sang the song. Woohoo! All right, this was one crazy show. I was having trouble figuring out what I wanted to do for this entire show, and then all of a sudden I was like, "Oh, Gen Con's coming up!" Duh. Sometimes it's hard coming up with a theme to inspire me to figure out what songs I want. So, if there's a song you'd like to hear for the next episode, I think the one after that will be about Dragon Con. So if you have something you'd like here, let me know. Email me, mark@markgun.com. I need some feedback, so every little bit helps. All right, so all I have for upcoming shows, of course, every Wednesday is Coffee with the Celt Father, 11 a.m. on Facebook at present. This is season 5, and I would love your continued support there. Come watch the show. It's free. July 30th. I have 2 shows. I'm going to be, one is the Comedy Music Cabaret, and that's from 6 to 7. These are all on Gen Con Online. 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and that I will have just one song in there, but it's a mix mash of all the musical performers of Gen Con. So you can come watch that. At 8 p.m. is my Sci-Fi-ish drinking songs, and that's, again, these are all Eastern Standard Time, 8 to 9 p.m., so check out that. Then July 31st is the Firefly Drinking Song Show that I'm so excited about. Can't wait to share that with you. August 1st is Irish Songs for Cat Lovers, 6 to 7 p.m. Also at 8 to 9 p.m. is Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. Again, tickets are $6. You can get a free membership to Gen Con by heading over to the website, gencon.com. And if you enjoy the music in the show, support what you love. Buy CDs, digital downloads, shirts, and merch. Follow me on Spotify and share a song or this podcast with a friend. You can also join the Gunrunners Club on Patreon. Your support funds my songwriting. It pays for the production and promotion of my music in this podcast. Your kindness pays for my time in producing the show. You get it all for as little as $5 per month. And a special thanks to my newest patrons, David Mark Tancredi, and welcome back to Scott and Anita Gorell, who signed back up once again as my glorious patrons. They've been so generous over the years, so thank y'all for continuing to support my music. You know, I should point out before I forget that, I don't remember if I said this, but Mikey Mason, my co-host of In the Verse podcast, he has a new Firefly CD that is out. I think it's called Shades of Grey, and it is fantastic. It features songs from that podcast, so if you haven't checked that out, do that as well. Now, next summer, I am going to Scotland. Dang it! I'm planning. You can't. One of the things I was listening to someone, and they were talking about, you know, COVID early on. They're like, you got to plan. You got to hope for the best. Yeah, sure, you expect the worst, but hope for the best, and you'll come out usually somewhere in between. And I know right now we are at a high point in the pandemic, at least in the United States. A lot of the world is already going down, but here it continues to rage on and on, so much so that the government is finally saying, yeah, maybe masks are smart. which is great. You know, that's fantastic that they're finally doing that. They're understanding that this is not going to go away by, you know, wishing it away. So nevertheless, you know, you got a plan. It helps to keep your sanity, helps to have a goal, something that you're working towards. And for me, you know, it's getting back to Europe. I love to travel in general, but you know, Europe is my home away from home. And so I have booked a castle in Scotland on the just like 20 minutes from the banks of Loch Lomond. So the Bonnie Bonnie banks of Loch Lomond, and it's going to be incredible. We're going to take a small group of people, and we won't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. And if you want to check out other things that we've done in the past, you can go on over to CelticInvasion.com. There are podcasts and videos that many of them have been on this very podcast. And of course, I'm going to make it happen. I have a castle all lined up, and all I have to do is be able to get out of the country and do it safely, and it's going to happen. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm expecting it to happen. So I mentioned that because Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion is the final show that I am doing for Gen Con. So I'm going to play a good, beautiful Scottish song. This one will take me back to the Isle of Skye, the Celtic invasion of Skye. The Isle of Skye, like 3 years ago. I think it must have been 3 years ago. And it was glorious. I loved it. An old Jacobite song, which was taken over for the Outlander series. Speed, Bonnie Bo, like a bird on the wing, onward sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Loud winds howl, loud waves roar, thunderclaps rend the air. Baffled our foes stand on the shore, follow they will not dare. Speed, Bonnie Bo, like the bird on the wing, onward sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Though the waves leap, soft shall ye sleep, ocean's a royal bed. Rocked by the deep, Flora will keep rest by your weary head. Speed, Bonnie Bo, like a bird on the wing, onward sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Many's the lad fought on that day, well the claymore could wield. When the night came, silently lay dead on Culloden's field. Speed, Bonnie Bo, like the bird on the wing, onward the sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Burned are our homes, exile and death, scatter the loyal men. Yet ere the sword, cold in the sheath, Charlie will rise again. Speed, Bonnie Bo, like the bird on the wing, onward sailors cry. Carry the lad that is born to be king over the sea to sky. Over the sea to sky. The Pub Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 19 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.net.